right, turn it up. Turn it up. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Because the Vinnie Eastwood Show will find you. On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And it's interesting that song, Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide, came on, because that was exactly what we were talking about over the break, is that this is a new world order. Name me a country that's exempt from that definition. You got, and if you're in a tactical position in combat, whatever, and I believe that we're in combat of just in varying degrees and certain forms, like propaganda and counter-propaganda, I classify as a war, you know, counter-intelligence or whatever. It's a combat situation. So there's a lot of people in the FBI and CIA, as you guys have alluded to over the break, who would advise people to either A1, get some food, get out of the cities, or B2, leave the fracking country. And I also know many Americans who have left the country for precisely this reason. Some have fit in very well and are still here today fighting the good fight. My friend John Eisen, for instance, he runs two magazines here, Exposing the Truth About Health and one about conspiracies. And my somewhat fabulous producer, Mitch, who's down here, who's been producing me for a good 2 years, and Roy Harlow down in Hamilton, who runs Rush FM, who was the very first FM affiliate that we got in New Zealand back when the show was still in its infancy. And it occurred to me that Americans have helped me almost more than my own countrymen. Rather, Americans who have come to New Zealand have supported me, a New Zealander, in my exploits in America, including being given the show by Danny Romero, American Freedom Radio, an American. Now, am I wrong, or does the American dream really still exist, but the dream that we have has simply changed its tune, kind of like the some people are living the American nightmare while other people are living the dream?
You're right. The American dream is still alive in a few people, but more importantly and more sadly, the American dream that we know is gone. The new dream is here. This dream is globalization and as the socialism. They are destroying everything, the foundations of our nation, from the religious foundation to the law foundation, the Constitution. And they are coming in after they collapse with their solution. So
you know these bizarre deviants, these mental midgets who believe in their own lies, their own agendas. You know, forcing their agendas onto people for the good, what, of the planet, or the good of society as they see it, molding in their image. Once again, they're psychopaths. Their thought process is perverted, and really, once you get down to it. I mean, psychopathically insane people, but you know, the that's their dream, to control and to really enslave the population. Meanwhile, you've got Americans out here, people in America who have no clue, not a clue, that this agenda exists, and they're merely walking around thinking everything is fine. And then you've got the other element that's slowly waking up, to people that we talk with and that you know, like us, who are saying, wake up, look what's going on. But you know, the American dream has been interrupted, and I'm not sure we're going to get back. Certainly not in a practical sense. When the inevitable happens, when the economic collapse happens, and it's not going to be limited to Europe, it's going to be here in the United States. You know, is it then when people stop playing with their iPods, iPhones, iPads, whatever toys they have, you know, and they start suffering withdrawals from these technological gadgets. Is that going to wake them up? Plus, we've been dumbed down. This country has been absolutely dumbed down. So you combine the dilution of our educational system, along with the compromise of our media, and you've got this perfect storm that's taking place right now. And I'll tell you something. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen here. You know, your view from New Zealand might be a little bit better and even, dare I say, more accurate.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need to look from the outside in to know exactly what the full picture is. And you know what I found, guys? Everything that's happening to you in the United States is happening here in New Zealand. By chance, are your farm animals being fed GMO food and nobody knows about it? And so, in essence, all of your meat supply has become a cancer-causing agent?
Well, yes. Well, yeah. Coincidentally, it's, you know, yeah.
Well, incidentally, New Zealand's been importing genetically modified palm kernel, which is a byproduct of the palm oil industry, to feed to all our cattle. All of our clean, green New Zealand. Yep, that's nice. By chance, have you got fluoride in the water?
Yes, we do here in our county. County, there is. And let me tell you something. I call the water people, and I've debated with them many, many times about this. I mean, it's incredible. And talking with your producer before the show, you had a hit piece done on you for speaking out about fluoride in the water. Is that correct?
Did I?
Well, they
were you taking the task over fluoride? I mean, what's your problem with fluoride? Come on, man. You got to save your chicklets.
There was a cop who spoke to me at a protest, and he was kind of trying to talk about chemtrails. With cops, you kind of have to dodge them laterally and simply change the subject rather than admitting guilt. So what I did is I said, hey, it looks like your lips are pretty dry, bro. And he's like, yeah, it's just a dry lips. And I say, you need to be really hydrating yourself more with a bit of water, but make sure that it's not tap water. And he's like, why is that? It's because it's got fluoride in it. And he goes, well, isn't that good for your teeth? And I say, well, if it's topical, sure, but if you're swallowing it, it's no better for your teeth than sunscreen would be for your skin if you were to swallow it, sort of thing. So you just change the topic and you start going off of that. And then you tell them that dental fluorosis, which is a white mottling of the teeth, is now actually a worse problem than dental decay. And in fact, it's more expensive to treat. And
wow.
Dentists make more money off of the side effects of fluoride than the disease that they allege that they're putting the fluoride into the water for in the first place. And then we had the head of the Fluoride Action Network in New Zealand, my good friend Mary Byrne, on mainstream media, and she's debating with some dentist who's just like some scum, you know, just lying scum trash. Mm-hmm. I hate those people. But what was really hilarious is she was talking about how it's a toxin and that sort of thing. And they had footage rolling by her of a council worker wearing a hazmat suit and a breathing apparatus dumping the fluoride into the water supply.
Unreal.
Yeah, stick your toothbrush in that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. By chance, are your politicians elected after being financed by banking cartels and then put World Bank-affiliated scum trash in there, or UN appointees, or World Health Organization experienced people, or Trilateral Commission members, or something like that, as part of their key cabinet and also to run your reserve bank system that controls your currency?
Yeah, only about 99.5% of them.
Yeah,
because that happens here too. Our current Prime Minister, John Key, worked for 2 years on the Federal Reserve Board of New York as Merrill Lynch's representative. He was the head of the European Bond and Derivatives Trade, which Money Magazine said was one of the prime causes of the 2008 financial crisis. 2008 being the year that John Key, wait for it, campaigned on a platform of change and became elected.
Nice.
Yeah, the change. They don't tell you what the change is. It's definitely changed, though. And as we see with Obama, I mean, look at everything he promised in his first term and did not come through on, and somehow he still managed to get reelected.
I think they mean change as in they're going to steal most of your cash, and change is all you'll be left with.
Yes. Well, yes, or change from a constitutional republic to a tyrannical police state.
Man, yeah. Wow. So I don't want to be cynical here, but yeah. No, wait a second.
But go on.
I just think maybe you're just being too conspiratorial, Vinny. I don't think this is happening on a global scale. It can't. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm just being funny, I guess. You know, it's, again, sometimes you deal with this every day, and you just look at these headlines, and you look at what's really going on, and then you turn on the tube, and you watch these people just. Clueless. They're clueless. And how do we fight this? I mean, how can you fight stupid?
It becomes much like an immune system will react to a foreign virus by analyzing it and then sending its white blood cells in to attack it and destroy it, and then other cells later on to gobble it up and remove the waste. Such is the movement now of the new media that I think we're actually on the road to well achieving that little by little, step by step. You've got to... if you want to oppose brainwashing, you've got to realize that I'm brainwashed.
True.
Yeah. You know, the road to wisdom is realizing how unwise you are. The road to knowledge is realizing how much you don't know.
Personal journey. I mean, look, I mean, that was my personal journey. You got to understand that. I guess you've got to realize that you're looking at things all wrong, and that what you think you know, you don't know necessarily. It's not true, or you know. And once you come to that realization, I suppose you've got something to work with at that point. But yeah.
Essentially, it's about coming back to solid ground and a new understanding of the nature of reality. You get brought up through the education system to say that reality is this, and it's a tiny little box. It's kind of like looking at a wall 2 inches away from it, and you can't see anything else but about maybe one brick and maybe a few blurry outlines of other bricks. And what we're saying is that that's the position you've been in for your entire life, and there's a whole other world out there. You've got to start from scratch. That's part of where the depression and the anger and the frustration comes from within the truth movement community is I've been lied to my entire life and wasted the vast majority of my life believing lies and leading my life in a direction that wasn't good for me, and now I have to start again? It's like you finally graduate from high school. You're like, thank God. I don't have to deal with those idiots anymore. I don't have to deal with these morons who are trying to teach me BS. I don't have to deal with these bullies in my class. I don't have to deal with falling asleep while doing a math project. You know, that kind of thing. And right. Then they say, sorry, your diploma doesn't count for anything, and you're going to have to do the whole thing again. How effed off would you be if you had to do high school again?
Actually... I wouldn't be too disappointed. I wish I could go back and do things right because I was kind of a troublemaker. But to your point,
well, in the context point, what he's talking, yeah, you know, you've got that anger and that reluctance, and yeah, of course. But how succinctly did you really create that mental picture? And I think that's a great mental picture that you did create for the way it is. And you know, I mean, people right now have to realize that we're just so close to a global economic collapse, an orchestrated global economic collapse. We're close to a global war.
Yeah.
And heavy stuff.
If people would put their pride and egos aside and just understand, like the rest of us, that we don't know everything, and like you said, to start from scratch, to look at everything with an open mind, if people could do that, if everyone could do that, we'd see a turnaround so fast. But unfortunately, you know, people won't even put their ego aside to admit they're wrong on small things, let alone things of a New World Order conspiracy. So I don't know. It's difficult.
Well, guys, I'm afraid, like the movie 2012, I wish we had more time, but we don't. So if you want to go to their website, ladies and gentlemen, homelandsecurityus.com. That's Homeland Security. That's easy to remember. US.com. Doug and Joe Hagman, the hosts of the show Hagman and Hagman, which will be coming up on Blog Talk Radio in about 20 minutes' time. Gentlemen, it's been stellar.
Thank you so much, and I will say this. We are allies, even though we're a half world apart. God bless you.
Thanks, man. All right, and to all of those in the intelligence community listening who are just calling us crazy and whatever and want to be part of the system, just remember, every single tyrant who rises to power kills all the people who helped him get there, because they're the only ones who can bring him down from the inside. All right? So if you help him get there, you're going to die first before all these other people. Everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not, then it's not the end. We'll be right back.